Over the last few weeks, we've spoken about the symbolism of Lord Shiva. We discussed the legend behind the river flowing out of his hair. We discussed the snake around his neck. We discussed his third eye and the symbolic spiritual meaning of the Trishula. This week, we're going to go one step higher and speak about a much bigger aspect of Lord Shiva. Bigger than the river, the snake, the eye, the Trishula, or any physical attribute of Lord Shiva. Today we speak about the goddess that is often visualized as not just a part of him, but an entire half of him. Today we talk about Goddess Parvati. Namaste, dear listener. Welcome to this week's episode of the Mahakatha Meditation Mantras podcast. I'm your host, Preeti. And today being perhaps the last episode before Mahashivratri, I thought we should dedicate this episode to the soul that Shiva loved the most, to the soul that is known as half of him, to the contrasting divine energy that he embraced to become the Ardhanarishwar, or the half-female god, and that is Goddess Parvati. The legendary love story of Lord Shiva and Parvati is filled with astonishing details and so many different versions. And while I promise we will speak about their relationship in their wedding and their coming together sometime in the future, today I want to get to the core of who they are, of what they represent. Shiva and Parvati, Shiva and Shakti. This combination is also known as Purusha and Prakriti. This is perhaps my most favorite explanation of Shiva and Parvati, that Shiva is Purusha and Parvati is Prakriti. Purusha is that masculine energy that we hold inside us, or perhaps the energy of pursuit, of ambition, of right and wrong, of action, of deep thought, of spirituality. Purusha represents that aspect of all of us. And while we all are heavily focused on this aspect of our lives, on trying to do more, trying to be more, trying to achieve more, trying to destroy our own inner weaknesses, trying to stay away from negativity, trying to become more spiritually awakened. While we are constantly leaning in to the Purusha aspect of ourselves, there is also a Prakriti aspect to us. And the Prakriti aspect will not be neglected. If Purusha is about change and transformation and ambition, the Prakriti aspect of us is about love, nurturing, nourishment, growth, empathy, beauty, and our love for beauty, and all these gentler things. And in our pursuit of Shiva, in our pursuit of Purusha, we might end up neglecting Parvati or Prakriti, but she is inseparable from who we are. Our capacity to love, our capacity to forgive, our capacity to cultivate and to nurture like a mother or a father, and to be selfless and to watch something grow and care for it and protect it, is a huge part of what makes us human. Now, it might seem like Prakriti is the complete opposite of Purusha, that they don't share anything in common. But it is also said that you cannot embrace Purusha without embracing Prakriti. You cannot embrace Prakriti without embracing Purusha. It is also said that there is no prayer to Lord Shiva that is fruitful without the acknowledgement of Goddess Parvati. So if you find yourself stuck or anxious or directionless in your path of Purusha, if you find yourself unable to focus, unable to bring favorable results, unable to change or transform either yourself or your life, unable to fulfill your dreams and ambitions, instead of struggling more and depleting yourself more, take a step back. Lift your gaze from the Purusha path of your life to the Prakriti path of your life. Instead of tormenting yourself over trying to do more and be more and create more and have more and experience more, try to appreciate more. Try to find things in your life that need nurturing, that need caring. Try to find things in your life that will awaken your nurturing side, your loving and affectionate side, your non-judgmental, your forgiving and your graceful side. The moment you do this, you will stop feeling inadequate. The moment you do this, you will stop feeling frustration or hatred or resentment or anger towards yourself. Instead, your mind, your body, your spirit will feel this gush of pure positive energy. You will no longer see yourself as depleted or exhausted or empty. You will see yourself as an endless source of energy and emotion and power. When you lean into your Prakriti and you pour out love and affection and kindness and grace and forgiveness into people around you and into the life you've created, you will notice that in the most surprising and unexpected of ways, you will experience abundance too. You will experience success too. You will experience prosperity and spiritual satisfaction and a complete transformation as well. When you balance the Purusha in you by appealing to the Prakriti in you, is when your life truly begins to change and move forward towards the life that you desire to experience. So this week, as we get ready for Mahashivratri, which is the day when Shiva is said to have united with Goddess Parvati, may the Purusha and the Prakriti in you, may the powerful and the pristine in you, the relentless and the graceful in you, unite. Speaking of Shiva and Parvati in this episode, I bring you a beautiful Shiva mantra to experience the harmony of Purusha and Prakriti within you. And that mantra is the Shadakshara Stotram. The Shadakshara Stotram is a meditation and a celebration of the six syllables that make up the beautiful chant of Om Namah Shivaya. The sounds being Om, Na, Ma, Shi, Va, and Ya. Each of these syllables has an origin, has a symbolism, and has blessings associated with it. And among them, among these blessings, is also the blessing of Shakti, or Goddess Parvati. So this week, if you don't have the Shadakshara Stotram already, then by using the coupon code mentioned in the description of this episode, you can go ahead and buy this mantra at a 30% discount. And as a run-up to the most auspicious day of the year, especially if you're a devotee of Shiva, a follower of Shiva, a learner of Shiva, use this mantra along with the Shiva mantras that we've been talking about in the previous weeks and try and listen to them for as long as you feel like and surrender as much of yourself to these mantras as you can, such that this week ends up becoming the cleansing week for your soul. And it unlocks everything that you have been asking for, that you have been working towards for a really long time. And like we discussed in this episode, while you meditate to Shiva mantras, don't forget to visualize Goddess Parvati. Allow that cosmic balance to be activated within you and for it to transform you. With that, we come to the end of today's episode, dear listener. Thank you so much for joining in, not just for today's episode, but for the entire series of episodes that we dedicated to Lord Shiva. And if you've been with us for even longer than that, I am eternally grateful to you for being a part of this podcast journey. If you haven't already, please take a moment to leave us a review. We are always eager to hear your experience and your feedback and your suggestions. So do share your thoughts. Do try and feel the presence of Lord Shiva during the auspicious time of Shivaratri, which comes up soon. And may you stay blessed.